number 12 in the series of the Biblical Treasury of the Catechism, compiled and arranged by the Reverend Thomas E. Cox. We continue now with lesson 28 on prayer. Question 307. How should we pray? We should pray, first, with attention. Let my prayer be directed as incense in thy sight. Psalms, chapter 140, verse 2. I remember the days of old. I meditated on all thy works. I meditated upon the works of thy hands. Psalms, chapter 142, verse 5. Before prayer, prepare thy soul, and be not as a man that tempteth God. Ecclesiasticus, chapter 18, verse 23. I have lifted up my soul to thee. Psalms, chapter 142, verse 8. Let us lift up our hearts with our hands to the Lord in the heavens. Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 41. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. Romans, chapter 8, verse 26. This people honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Matthew, chapter 15, verse 8, Mark, chapter 7, verse 6, and Isaiah, chapter 29, verse 13. Second, with a sense of our own helplessness and dependence upon God. Two men went up into the temple to pray. Luke, chapter 18, verse 10. In a contrite and humbled spirit, let us be accepted. Daniel, chapter 3, verse 39. The prayer of the humble and the meek hath always pleased thee. Judith, chapter 9, verse 16. The prayer of him that humbleth himself shall pierce the clouds. Ecclesiasticus, chapter 35, verse 21. God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. James, chapter 4, verse 6, and 1 Peter, chapter 5, verse 5. Third, with a great desire for the graces we beg of God. Do good, O Lord, to those that are good, and to the upright of heart. Psalms, chapter 124, verse 4. I cried to thee, O Lord, I said, Thou art my hope. Psalms, chapter 141, verse 6. I went to the Lord and besought him, and said with my whole heart. Wisdom, chapter 8, verse 21. And many rebuked him that he might hold his peace, but he cried a great deal the more, Son of David, have mercy on me. Mark, chapter 10, verse 48. Fourth, with trust in God's goodness. All things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. Matthew, chapter 21, verse 22, and Mark, chapter 11, verse 24. Commit thy way to the Lord and trust in him. Psalms, chapter 36, verse 5. There is no confusion to them that trust in thee. Daniel, chapter 3, verse 40. I do believe, Lord, help my unbelief. Mark, chapter 9, verse 23. Help us, O Lord our God, for with confidence in thee and in thy name we are come against this multitude. 2 Paralipomenon, chapter 14, verse 11. And this is the confidence which we have towards him, that whatsoever we shall ask according to his will, he heareth us. 1 John, chapter 5, verse 14. Fifth, with perseverance. Know ye that the Lord will hear your prayers if you continue with perseverance in fastings and prayers in the sight of the Lord. Judith, chapter 4, verse 11. And he spoke also a parable to them, that we ought always to pray and not to faint. Luke, chapter 18, verse 1. Will not God avenge his elect, who cry to him day and night. Luke chapter 18, verse 17. Yet, if he shall continue knocking, I say to you, although he will not rise and give him, because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity he will rise and give him as many as he needeth. Luke chapter 11, verse 8. Pray to thy Father in secret. Matthew chapter 6, verse 6. When you shall stand to pray, forgive if you have aught against any man. Mark chapter 11, verse 25. And when you are praying, speak not much as the heathens. Matthew chapter 6, verse 7. Repeat not the word in thy prayer. Ecclesiasticus chapter 7, verse 15. You ask and receive not, because you ask amiss. James chapter 4, verse 3. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. Romans chapter 8, verse 26. Lord, teach us to pray. Luke chapter 11, verse 1. Question number 308. Which are the prayers most recommended to us? The prayers most recommended to us are the Lord's Prayer, the Hail Mary, the Apostles' Creed, the Confiteor, and the Acts of Faith, Hope, Love, and Contrition. The Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our supersubstantial bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 to 13. Father, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us, and lead us not into temptation. Luke chapter 11, verses 2 to 4. Our Father, who art in heaven, thou shalt call me Father. Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 19. I will be a father to you. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 18. To thee have I lifted up my eyes, who dwellest in heaven. Psalms chapter 122, verse 1. O Lord, Father and God of my life. Ecclesiasticus chapter 23, verse 4. One is your Father who is in heaven. Matthew chapter 23, verse 9. O Lord, thou art our Father. Isaiah chapter 64, verse 8. Have we not all one Father? Hath not one God created us? Malachi chapter 2, verse 10. You have received the Spirit of adoption of sons, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Romans chapter 8, verse 15. Blessed art thou, O Lord, the God of Israel, our Father, from eternity to eternity. 1 Paralipomenon, chapter 29, verse 10. Heaven is my throne. Isaiah, chapter 66, verse 1. Do not I fill heaven and earth? Jeremiah, chapter 23, verse 24. If I ascend into heaven, thou art there. Psalms, chapter 138, verse 8. I ascend to my Father and to your Father. John, chapter 20, verse 17. He shall cry out to me, Thou art my Father. Psalms, chapter 88, verse 27. My Father, who is in heaven. Matthew, chapter 7, verse 21. Hallowed be thy name. I will praise thee, O Lord my God, with my whole heart, and I will glorify thy name forever. Psalms chapter 85, verse 12. For there is no other name under heaven given to men whereby we must be saved. Acts chapter 4, verse 12. Let all thy works, O Lord, praise thee, and thy saints bless thee. Psalms chapter 144, verse 10. Young men and maidens, let the old with the younger praise the name of the Lord. Psalms chapter 148, verse 12. Praise ye the name of the Lord, praise ye the Lord, for the Lord is good, sing ye to his name. Psalms chapter 134, verses 1 to 3. I will extol thee, O God, my King, and I will bless thy name forever. Psalms chapter 144, verse 1. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The just runneth to it, and shall be exalted. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 10. O Lord, our Lord, how admirable is thy name in all the earth. Psalms chapter 8, verse 10. Praise ye the Lord, and call upon his name, and make his works known among the people. Remember that his name is high. Isaiah chapter 12, verse 4. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and let all that is within me bless his holy name. Psalms chapter 102, verse 1. Now therefore, our God, we give thanks to thee, and we praise thy glorious name. 1 Paralipomenon chapter 29, verse 13. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Job chapter 1, verse 21. Let all flesh bless his holy name forever. Psalms chapter 144, verse 21. In the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Philippians chapter 2, verse 10. His name shall be called Wonderful. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. Let my heart rejoice, that it may fear thy name. Psalms chapter 85, verse 11. Bring to the Lord glory to his name. Psalms chapter 28, verse 2. Blessed be the name of the Lord from henceforth, now and forever, from the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same. The name of the Lord is worthy of praise. Psalms chapter 112, verse 2 and 3. Blessed is the holy name of thy glory, and worthy to be praised and exalted above all in all ages. Daniel chapter 3, verse 52. Who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and magnify thy name? For thou only art holy. Apocalypse chapter 15, verse 4. Praise ye his holy name. 1 Paralipomenon, chapter 16, verse 10. Glory in his holy name. Psalms, chapter 104, verse 3. In his holy name we have trusted. Psalms, chapter 32, verse 21. Holy and terrible is his name. Psalms, chapter 110, verse 9. Holy is his name. Luke chapter 1, verse 49. I will be jealous for my holy name. Ezekiel chapter 39, verse 25. Let them praise his name in choir. Psalms chapter 149, verse 3. Therefore will I give glory to thee, O Lord, among the nations, and I will sing a psalm to thy name. Psalms chapter 17, verse 50, 2 Kings chapter 22, verse 50, and Romans chapter 15, verse 9. Thy kingdom come. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom. Psalms chapter 144, verse 11. His kingdom shall rule over all. Psalms chapter 102, verse 19. Fear not, little flock, for it hath pleased your Father to give you a kingdom. Luke chapter 12, verse 32. There shall come from the east and the west and the north and the south and shall sit down in the kingdom of God. Luke chapter 13, verse 29. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Matthew chapter 3, verse 2. I must preach the kingdom of God. Luke chapter 4, verse 43. The kingdom of God is within you. Luke chapter 17, verse 21. The Gentiles shall walk in thy light, and the kings in the brightness of thy rising. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 3. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thy will be done. Matthew chapter 26, verse 42. The will of the Lord be done. Acts chapter 21, verse 14. As it hath pleased the Lord, so is it done. Job chapter 1, verse 21. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. Matthew chapter 26, verse 39. Not my will, but thine be done. Luke chapter 22, verse 42. Bless the Lord, all ye his hosts, you ministers of his that do his will. Psalms chapter 102, verse 21. As it shall be the will of God in heaven, so be it done. 1 Maccabees chapter 3, verse 60. I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. John chapter 6, verse 38. I do always the things that please him. John chapter 8, verse 29. For who resisteth his will? Romans chapter 9, verse 19. He is wise in heart and mighty in strength, who hath resisted him and hath had peace. Job chapter 9, verse 4. For this is the will of God, your sanctification. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 3. Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? Acts chapter 9, verse 6. My counsel shall stand, and all my will shall be done. Isaiah chapter 46, verse 10. He that doth the will of my Father who is in heaven, he shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. Become not unwise, but understanding what is the will of God. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 17. That you may prove what is the good and the acceptable and the perfect will of God. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. For whosoever shall do the will of my Father that is in heaven, he is my brother and sister and mother. Matthew chapter 12, verse 50. Give us this day our daily bread. Whether you eat or drink, do all in the glory of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread. Genesis chapter 3, verse 19. Having food and wherewith to be covered, with these we are content. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 8. Give me only the necessaries of life. Proverbs chapter 30, verse 8. Thou givest them meat in due season. Psalms chapter 144, verse 15. Come, eat my bread. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 5. I am the bread of life. John chapter 6, verse 35, and chapter 6, verse 48. I am the living bread. John chapter 6, verse 41, and chapter 6, verse 51. To him that overcometh, I will give the hidden manna. Apocalypse chapter 2, verse 17. Who provideth food for the raven when her young ones cry? Job chapter 38, verse 41, and Psalms chapter 146, verse 9. Be not solicitous for your life what you shall eat. Luke chapter 12, verse 22, and Matthew chapter 6, verse 25. I will rain bread from heaven for you. Let the people go forth and gather what is sufficient for every day. Exodus chapter 16, verse 4. Not in bread alone doth man live, but in every word that proceedeth from the mouth of God. Matthew chapter 4, verse 4, Luke chapter 4, verse 4, and Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3. Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that which endureth unto life everlasting, which the Son of Man will give you. John chapter 6, verse 27. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Forgive thy neighbor if he hath hurt thee, and then shall thy sins be forgiven to thee when thou prayest. Ecclesiasticus chapter 28, verse 2. Man to man reserveth anger, and doth he seek remedy of God? He hath no mercy on a man like himself, and doth he entreat for his own sins? Ecclesiasticus chapter 28, verses 3 and 4. If you will forgive men their offenses, your heavenly Father will forgive you also your offenses. But if you will not forgive men, neither will your Father forgive you your offenses. Matthew chapter 6, verses 14 and 15. Shouldst not thou then have had compassion also on thy fellow servant, even as I had compassion on thee? Matthew chapter 18, verse 33. And when you shall stand to pray, forgive if you have aught against any man, that your Father also, who is in heaven, may forgive you your sins. Mark chapter 11, verse 25. But if you will not forgive, neither will your Father that is in heaven forgive you your sins. Mark chapter 11, verse 26. Forgive me all my sins. Psalms chapter 24, verse 18. Forgive, and you shall be forgiven. Luke chapter 6, verse 37. And if he sin against thee seven times in a day, and seven times in a day be converted unto thee, saying, I repent, forgive him. Luke chapter 17, verse 4. Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. Acts chapter 7, verse 59. And be ye kind one to another, merciful, forgiving one another, even as God hath forgiven you in Christ. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32. Bearing with one another, and forgiving one another, if any have a complaint against another, even as the Lord hath forgiven you, so you also. Colossians chapter 3, verse 13. And lead us not into temptation. Son, when thou comest to the service of God, stand in justice and in fear, and prepare thy soul for temptation. Ecclesiasticus chapter 2, verse 1. Let no man, when he is tempted, say that he is tempted by God, for God is not a tempter of evils, and he tempteth no man. James chapter 1, verse 13. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly from temptation. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. Watch ye and pray that he enter not into temptation. Matthew chapter 26, verse 41. God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that which you are able. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. The Lord your God trieth you, that it may appear whether you love him with all your heart and with all your soul or not. Deuteronomy chapter 13, verse 3. Because thou wast acceptable to God, it was necessary that temptation should prove thee. Tobias chapter 12, verse 13. The life of man upon earth is as a warfare. Job chapter 7, verse 1. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he hath been proved, he shall receive the crown of life. James chapter 1 verse 12. He that thinketh himself to stand, let him take heed lest he fall. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 12. The Lord trieth the just and the wicked. Psalms chapter 10 verse 6. Resist the devil and he will fly from you. James chapter 4 verse 7. He that loveth danger shall perish in it. Ecclesiasticus chapter 3 verse 27. Your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, goeth about seeking whom he may devour. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8. The God of all grace, after you have suffered a little, will himself perfect you and confirm you and establish you. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 10. Let no temptation take hold on you but such as is human. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 13. Every man is tempted by his own concupiscence, being drawn away and allured. James chapter 1 verse 14. But deliver us from evil. Deliver me in thy justice, make haste to deliver me. Psalms chapter 30 verses 2 and 3. Thou wilt bring me out of this snare which they have hidden for me, for thou art my protector. Psalms chapter 30 verse 5. The Lord will be at thy side and will keep thy foot, that thou be not taken. Proverbs chapter 3 verse 26. But as the same Lord liveth, his angel hath been my keeper, both going hence and abiding there, and returning from thence thither. And the Lord hath not suffered me, his handmaid, to be defiled. Judith chapter 13 verse 20. He delivered us from all evils, and hath wrought great signs and wonders among the nations. Esther chapter 10 verse 9. No evil shall happen to him that feareth the Lord, but in temptation God will keep him and deliver him from evils. Ecclesiasticus chapter 33 verse 1. For behold, our God whom we worship is able to save us from the furnace of burning fire, and to deliver us out of thy hands, O King. Daniel chapter 3 verse 17. Deliver us for thy own sake. Baruch chapter 2 verse 14. Remove from me the way of iniquity. Psalms chapter 118 verse 29. The Lord keepeth thee from all evil. May the Lord keep thy soul. Psalms chapter 120 verse 7. Let no iniquity have dominion over me. Psalms chapter 118 verse 133. Our soul hath been delivered as a sparrow out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken, and we are delivered. Our help is in the name of the Lord. Psalms chapter 123 verses 7 and 8. Deliver me and rescue me out of the hand of strange children. Psalms chapter 143 verse 11. Thou art he who deliverest from all evil. Wisdom chapter 16 verse 8. But God is faithful, who will strengthen and keep you from evil. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 3. Call upon me in the day of trouble, I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. Psalms chapter 49 verse 15. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I will also keep thee from the hour of temptation. Apocalypse chapter 3 verse 10. Many are the afflictions of the just, but out of them all will the Lord deliver them. Psalms chapter 33 verses 20 and 21. I can do all things in him who strengtheneth me. Philippians chapter 4 verse 13. Hail Mary. Hail full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Luke chapter 1, verse 28. Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found grace with God. Luke chapter 1, verse 30. In me is all grace of the way and of the truth. In me is all hope of life and of virtue. Ecclesiasticus chapter 24, verse 25. Behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and shalt bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. Luke chapter 1, verse 31. The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Most High shall overshadow thee. Luke chapter 1, verse 35. Blessed art thou, O daughter, by the Lord the Most High God, above all women upon the earth. Judith chapter 13, verse 23. Blessed art thou by thy God in every tabernacle of Jacob, for in every nation which shall hear thy name, the God of Israel shall be magnified on occasion of thee. Judith chapter 13, verse 31. In the midst of her own people she shall be exalted, and shall be admired in the holy assembly. Ecclesiasticus chapter 24, verse 3. And in the multitude of the elect she shall have praise, and among the blessed she shall be blessed. Ecclesiasticus chapter 24, verse 4. Thou art the glory of Jerusalem, thou art the joy of Israel, thou art the honor of our people. Judith chapter 15, verse 10. I am the flower of the field and the lily of the valleys. Canticles chapter 2, verse 1. The queen stood on thy right hand in gilded clothing, surrounded with variety. Psalms chapter 44, verse 10. Thou art all fair, O my love, and there is not a spot in thee. Canticles chapter 4, verse 7. The daughter saw her and declared her most blessed. Canticles chapter 6, verse 8. From henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. Luke chapter 1, verse 48. My memory is unto everlasting generations. Ecclesiasticus chapter 24, verse 28. They shall remember thy name throughout all generations. Psalms chapter 44, verse 18. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. Luke chapter 1, verse 42. Blessed is the womb that bore thee, and the paps that gave thee suck. Luke chapter 11, verse 27. He that made me rested in my tabernacle. Ecclesiasticus chapter 24, verse 12. Whence is this to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? Luke chapter 1, verse 43. Behold thy mother. John chapter 19, verse 27. The Confiteor. Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. Luke chapter 15, verse 18. I confess the sins of the children of Israel by which they have sinned against thee. 2 Esdras chapter 1, verse 6. And now make confession to the Lord, the God of your fathers, and do his pleasure. 1 Esdras chapter 10, verse 11. We have sinned, we have committed iniquity, we have done wickedly, and have revolted, and we have gone aside from thy commandments and thy judgments. Daniel chapter 9, verse 5. Pray you for me to the Lord. Acts chapter 8, verse 24. And pray ye for us to the Lord our God, for we have sinned against the Lord our God. Baruch chapter 1, verse 13. I beseech you therefore, brethren, through our Lord Jesus Christ, and by the charity of the Holy Ghost, that you help me in your prayers for me to God. Romans chapter 15, verse 30. For the act of faith, I do believe, Lord, help my unbelief. Mark chapter 9, verse 23. I believe, Lord. John chapter 9, verse 38. We have believed and have known that thou art Christ, the Son of God. John chapter 6, verse 70. Yea, Lord, I have believed that thou art Christ, the Son of the living God, who art come into this world. John chapter 11, verse 27. Act of hope. In thee, O Lord, have I hoped. Let me never be confounded. Psalms chapter 30, verse 2. My soul hath relied on his word. My soul hath hoped in the Lord. Psalms chapter 129, verses 4 and 5. Because with the Lord there is mercy, and with him plentiful redemption. Psalms 129, verse 7. My soul trusteth in thee, and in the shadow of thy wings will I hope until iniquity pass away. Psalms chapter 56, verse 2. For we know, if our earthly house of this habitation be dissolved, that we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in heaven. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1. Act of love. Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. John chapter 21, verses 16 and 17. Act of contrition. My God, I am confounded and ashamed to lift up my face to thee, for our iniquities are multiplied over our heads, and our sins are grown up even unto heaven. 1 Esdras chapter 9, verse 6. Have mercy on me, O God, according to thy great mercy, and according to the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my iniquity. Psalms chapter 50, verse 1. For I will declare my iniquity, and I will think for my sin. Psalms chapter 37, verse 19. I will take heed to my ways. Psalms chapter 38, verse 2. So shall I always keep thy law forever and ever. Psalms chapter 118, verse 44. Question 309. Are prayers said with distractions of any avail? Prayers said with willful distractions are of no avail. Lord, teach us to pray. Luke chapter 11, verse 1. Before prayer, prepare thy soul, and be not as a man that tempteth God. Ecclesiasticus chapter 18, verse 23. This people honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Matthew chapter 15, verse 8, Isaiah chapter 29, verse 13, and Mark chapter 7, verse 6. Lesson 29th, on the commandments of God. Question 310. Is it enough to belong to God's church in order to be saved? It is not enough to belong to the church in order to be saved, but we must also keep the commandments of God and of the church. If thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments. Matthew chapter 19, verse 17. If thou wilt hear the voice of the Lord thy God, and do what is right before him, and obey his commandments, and keep all his precepts, none of the evils that I laid upon Egypt will I bring upon thee. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Keep my laws and my judgments, which if a man do, he shall live in them. Leviticus chapter 18, verse 5, and chapter 18, verse 26, and Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 1. Keep my commandments, and thou shalt live. Proverbs chapter 7, verse 2. You shall not add to the word that I speak to you, neither shall you take away from it. Keep the commandments of the Lord thy God. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 2. Follow the Lord your God, and fear him, and keep his commandments, and hear his voice. Him you shall serve, and to him you shall cleave. Deuteronomy chapter 13, verse 4. Cursed be he that abideth not in the words of this law, and fulfilleth them not in work. Deuteronomy chapter 27, verse 26. They are cursed who decline from thy commandments. Psalms chapter 118, verse 21. Thou hast commanded thy commandments to be kept most diligently. Psalms chapter 118, verse 4. He that believeth God taketh heed to the commandments. Ecclesiasticus chapter 32, verse 28. If thou wilt keep the commandments and perform acceptable fidelity forever, they shall preserve thee. Ecclesiasticus chapter 15, verse 16. Let thy thoughts be upon the precepts of God, and meditate continually on his commandments. Ecclesiasticus chapter 6, verse 37. Place thy treasure in the commandments of the Most High, and it shall bring thee more profit than gold. Ecclesiasticus chapter 29, verse 14. My son, forget not my law, and let thy heart keep my commandments. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 1, and chapter 7, verses 1 to 3. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you weeping, that they are enemies of the cross of Christ. Philippians chapter 3, verse 18. We will continue with the biblical treasury of the Catechism on side B of this tape.